Oh, yeah, that was Francesca Battistelli. And, to me, you are the hands of God. It's so cool to see God working through people in your life to encourage you, to strengthen you, to help you when you need it. And sometimes just to, I don't know, maybe give you a little bit of correction when you need it. It's like, what you're doing isn't really right. So, God works through the people in our lives, and he also works in a big way to encourage us here at the Praise Network through our listeners. And it is Tuesday, time for Kelly and Coffee. Missed you last week, but we'll try to catch up today.
That's right. That sounds good.
So I know you've picked out some letters from some of our younger listeners, or about our younger listeners. So what do you have for us today?
I did. Actually, these are letters that we received in the mail.
That is a rare thing these days, and very, very,
very
precious.
Not a text message, not an email, actually.
But we love those too, but these are really cool
because
you see the handwriting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the first one is from a woman named Rachel and her young daughter named Jasmine, and they are in Iowa. And she says, "Dear Praise, keep up the awesome work. My daughter, 7 years old, and I love your radio station. I pray you will always be here. We listen daily. Thank you for everything."
Oh, how cool is it that a mom is listening with her little 7-year-old girl to the station, how they love it, and taking the time to write and say thank you, one of our Iowa listeners. So, hey, everybody out in Iowa today, glad you're here with us. And you have another one who she even sent in a beautiful picture along with her letter.
Did.
So tell us about that.
This is from a young lady named Liz, and she did sign it that she's age 10 and two-thirds.
10 and two-thirds, not 10 and a half, 10 and two-thirds.
Exactly.
Gotcha,
and she
Liz.
She says, "Dear Praise Network, thank you. The songs and teachings have helped me grow closer to God. And recently, I've been having doubts, and the teaching has helped me realize God is 100% real, and I don't get them anymore."
Don't get the doubts anymore.
Doesn't get the doubts anymore. "The music is great. I love singing along while drawing. Thanks again." And she did. She drew a picture of the three crosses and the crown of thorns and sent us a cute little picture along with that.
Beautiful, beautiful picture. And like she said, she listens while she's drawing. And, but she also appreciates the teaching. Here she is, 10 years old. And, we all struggle with doubts in our faith.
We do.
Or questions as to why God, or is God really, 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 really real?
Yes.
we do struggle with those things from time to time. We do have doubts, but God is able to speak to us through his word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this young listener is receiving. And she says, "I don't struggle with the doubts anymore." And how encouraging is it to us, and how valuable is it to be able to sow into her life too, and knowing that could change, her future as she grows in her relationship with the Lord.
It is. It's a blessing to hear.
What's really interesting is this young lady, after we received her letter, we had her come in so she could record her letter so our listeners could hear her reading it. And we'll be playing that for you in the days to come. But when she was here, she and her four siblings, she had four brothers and sisters, and they were talking about how they listened to the station. Her mom was sharing about how it was actually this 10-year-old girl who found Praise Network. And she says Praise Network has saved us a lot of money, because before that they would always have CDs on in their house.
Yes.
So they could always be playing the Christian music. And then when her daughter found the Praise Network, she says they have it on all the time. And all the kids loved it while they were here. They sang for us in the studio and did all sorts of things. But they also had listened to one of our programs, the Brinkman Adventures, which is about a missionary family and the different missions adventures that they've been on. And they chided us a little bit. They said, "Why is the same program played twice in a row?" So they were listening, and we had a computer glitch, which we were able to get worked out. But, they listened so intently that they knew that that one program was a repeat.
That's right.
and should not be. We apologize.
Exactly. And I'm like, well, I'm so glad you brought that to my attention, because we didn't know that that was another one we had to fix. So that was awesome that they were listening that good.
Oh, it is. It is. And we really appreciate them, being in touch and letting us know, and again, part of the listening family. Before we move on, I know we have another good one, again, one from Randall at the New Lisbon Correctional Institute, but how our listeners interact with us as a ministry, and they're part of the ministry team too. We're in this together, and we had some problems with our transmitter on our station up in the Eau Claire area, yes. WWJC 101.5, and of course, it was my husband was out of the country, which never fails, but he's our technical guy. So anyhow, we were able to get another engineer up there and working on it and all sorts of things. But during that time when we were off the air, off and on, we had several phone calls and emails and mm-hmm. Facebook messages from listeners saying, "Where are you? Where are you? One was from a gentleman, and he was calling for his brother's family who lives up in that listening area. And they said, "Where is the Praise Network?" And then another gentleman called in, and he was calling for his mother who is blind. Mm. And she just relies on the teaching programs on the Praise Network to get her through every day. And so really hate that we weren't there on those days or those times for them, but to know that there is that connection there and that God really is using this ministry yes. in so many different people's lives in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It's encouraging, because sometimes we don't know, do you hear us? And they don't realize how it encourages us to have them there
mm-hmm.
and to just even those little phone calls or messages that they send, it helps us to know that people do hear us and enjoy hearing us.
Yeah, it does. And even I'll get a text message from some of our regular listeners, one lady up in Warren's area, one in Augusta. They'll send me a quick text message. "Hey, this is what I'm up to today. Could you play this song for me?"
Exactly.
And have a happy day. And, it's just good to stay connected. And it is a two-way ministry. So mm-hmm. we love to hear from our listeners.
Yes. And the last letter, as you had mentioned, is from Randall. And Randall is in New Lisbon in the Correctional Institute, and he sent us a letter, and it says, "Hello, everyone. I pray all is well for you and your families and all of your ministry efforts. Earlier today, Darla stated things behind the scenes were not going as planned. I immediately went to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. As for me, life is great walking with Jesus and in my college courses as the Holy Spirit leads me. Today has been busy, so I am getting the Lord's coins to you. I know Jesus is looking to plant these seeds in the praise fertile soil."
Mm. Yeah, that brings tears to my eyes to know that this inmate in the New Lisbon Correctional Institute in their gated community and on a fixed income, he takes what he has and he sows into this ministry.
Yes.
So to help make it available not only for him and the guys there in the Correctional Institute, but also for all of our other listeners mm-hmm. who's sowing into the ministry what God has given to him. And, I just pray that God will continue to bless him. And he's taking the Bible college classes there while he's in prison. And just very cool to see how God, again, is using this ministry in so many different ways. And then to know that he and the other guys there pray for this ministry. Yeah, I remember that day. It was one of those mornings where everything seemed to be going wrong technically. And it just, we've had a few of those lately. But I remember mentioning it on the air and to know that he was listening. But mm-hmm. not only did he just hear that, but then he went to prayer for us.
Amen.
And like I've said many times, it's a spiritual battle that we're in here. So we do not take your prayers for granted or take them lightly. We know that God hears your prayers and he responds to the prayers
yes.
of his people. So we do appreciate that. And then coming up on Saturday, October the 1st, like a week and a half away just about,
yes.
we are so excited. It is the Choose Joy Women's Conference. Yeah, choosing joy in the midst of real life, which isn't always necessarily joyful
or easy.
Joy inspiring or easy, but we can still choose joy when we're in the midst of those battles and when
mm-hmm.
everything seems to be against us and when people seem to be turning their backs on us, we can still choose joy. And when we get the bad diagnosis from the doctor, we can still choose joy. And when we're having those financial struggles, we can still choose the joy of the Lord, not a shallow facade, like putting on this fake smile, like everything's fine, but a real deep joy of the Lord that surpasses mm-hmm. all of our circumstances.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm preaching here, sorry. So let's get back to Choose Joy. It is a one-day women's conference. It's going to be taking place at New Life Assembly in Sparta. And we have an amazing speaker, Debbie Griffith from the Everyday Matters radio program, and then some good music as well, mm-hmm. right?
We do. We have Debbie Griffith, as you have mentioned, and we're very excited to have her. And then Sherry Kagi will be also performing that day and bringing her music and worship for us. And we have some other things up our sleeves.
So you're not going to tell us all about all those little surprises that you're planning?
No.
Oh, I so want to know. I know she's doing all this fun stuff, and she hasn't told me all the details. So,
yes, but doors open at 8.
Okay.
The conference starts at 9, and we will have a great morning with Sherry and Debbie. And then, of course, we will have a catered lunch
nice.
For all of the ladies, a nice time just to relax and fellowship with each other. And then we will come back in the afternoon again for a teaching from Debbie and a little mini concert from Sherry.
Mm.
And we'll end that day at around 4:30. So it'll be just a nice, fun one-day event, $20. And you can get your tickets on itickets.com. You can stop in here and say hey to us.
We do that down south. Say hey, y'all.
Say hey, y'all. Here at the Praise Network. But you can also stop in at Sojourner's Journey and Thrivent Financial here in Sparta. Or if you're in the La Crosse on Alaska area, you can stop in at Redemption Bookstore on Sand Lake Road.
Mm. Yeah, we've mentioned before, Debbie is just so real. You know,
she is.
Love that about her. If you catch her radio feature on the Praise Network, she is just so real. No facades there.
None.
But learning how and sharing how we can have that real joy in the midst of real life, as imperfect as our lives or we ourselves are, we can still choose joy. And like you said, the $20 ticket price covers your lunch, which is nice. So it's just going to be a great day. And don't we all need those times of refreshing? And I would like you to think of someone that you know that could use just a day away with the girls to laugh, maybe cry, maybe have, you know, just have some fun together. Why don't you make sure and get them a ticket and either bring them along or send them off to the conference guys, and just maybe your wife or your mom or your growing daughter just needs a day away. And this would be a great, great gift for them. And whether you want to come on your own, you say, hey, I just don't really know anybody. Hey, we just love to have you come, and we'd love to connect with you, or bring all your girlfriends from church, whoever. You know, we just love for you to come out for this one-day conference. It's called Choose Joy.
Yes.
And again, our speaker is Debbie Griffith, and the music will be provided by national recording artist Sherry Kagi. Just going to be a great day, and we really, really hope that you can join us. Like Kelly said, tickets are available at itickets.com. You can find all the details and all the directions on our website at praisenetwork.com. And again, it is being held in Sparta, Wisconsin, at New Life Assembly of Sparta. So very thankful to them for allowing us to have the event over there. So do hope that you can join us. Again, that is coming up on Saturday, October the 1st. More info at praisenetwork.com, and you can get your tickets at itickets.com, as well as the locations that Kelly mentioned. Kelly, I know you have a lot to do getting ready for this conference.
Yes, I do.
Among other things, yeah, Kelly, I mentioned before, was formerly a wedding planner. She's now in that business right now for her daughter on a personal basis, but a former wedding planner, and she is putting the conference together, and she's just doing an amazing job. So I know that you will enjoy the day. And again, that is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Really hope that you can join us. Thanks, Kelly. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
And we'll see you very soon.
All right.
Okay.